This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, Rick is bringing you a special message. His greatest hope is that this message will bring you peace and healing during a time when life seems out of control. By the way, this teaching and Rick's entire series called A Faith That Works When Life Doesn't is available right now on PastorRick.com. Here's Pastor Rick with the final part of today's message.
Listen to me closely. I know this challenge and this delay in the election results, right now it's feeling like the most important thing in life. But it's not. It's just temporary. And you know what? In 50 years, nobody's going to remember this delay. If you want me to prove it, let me ask you a question. Who was elected U.S. President in 1877? Because that was the single most hotly contested election in American history. It was a real nail biter. And at that time, when they were waiting all the way until March to find out who was going to be president, it felt like the nation was falling apart. But you don't even know the name of the president, much less the guy who contested the election. I mentioned his name earlier, Rutherford Hayes. But almost everybody's forgotten him along with the other presidents like Tyler and Fillmore and Arthur and Van Buren and a bunch of other guys you wouldn't even recognize. It's all temporary. We look not at the things that we see, but the things that are unseen, because the things we see are temporary. The things we don't see are eternal. In this election, we need to put it all in perspective and be patient with the process, okay? Let the election system finish its course. Okay, I'm going to need to speed this up. So can you write faster? Here's the fourth key. Don't jump to conclusions. When you are going through a time that God's plan is not your plan, and you're disappointed, or you're discouraged, or you're down in the mouth, or you're depressed because things aren't going the way you wanted them to go, when you start to feel discouraged and disappointed, don't jump to conclusions. Very, very important. During this crisis right now that's going on in the American nation, many accusations have been made by the candidate behind in the voting, and we can expect a whole lot more cross accusations back and forth. This team will say this, and this team will say this, and you're being unfair, and I'm being cheated, and on and on. Remember this. Don't jump to conclusions. An accusation is not a fact. Just because somebody keeps repeating it over and over and over doesn't make it true. There must be proof. Rhetoric is not proof. It's just words. And to claim something over and over and over, or to blame something over and over, is not to prove it. So let me give you some biblical wisdom on what God says. Proverbs 25, verse 8. These are going to surprise you. The Bible is so relevant to even situations like we're in right now. Proverbs 25, verse 8 says this, the TEV. Don't be too quick to go to court. Don't be too quick to go to court about something you have seen, because if another witness later proves you're wrong, what are you going to do then? Well, you got mud on your face, big disgrace, and you know the rest of the song. Ecclesiastes 12:12 says this, be warned. He's talking to his son. Solomon's telling his son, be warned, my son, that there's no end of opinions ready to be expressed. Amen. Been on social media? Well, you might want to get off it for a while. Okay, because it's just going to make you upset. Be warned that there's no end of opinions ready to be expressed. And studying them, Ecclesiastes 12:12 says, studying them can go on forever and become very exhausting. Don't jump to conclusions. Proverbs 14:15 says this, only fools believe everything they're told. Message says it this way, the gullible will believe anything, but the prudent sift and weigh every word. I think the biggest thing I have discovered during this 2020 year is how gullible some followers of Christ are. It's amazing. I was listening to a guy the other day, a Christian talk show on the radio here in Southern California, and he was saying, I guarantee you this, that the day after the election, the COVID virus will disappear because it's all a political, ruse. Well, say that to the 250,000 people who lost a loved one, a 250,000 people who died, the loved ones of those people. The Bible says in Proverbs 23:23, get the facts at any price. Proverbs 23:23. So just don't accept what you hear. Don't, fact-checking is dead in today's society. Don't just be gullible. Don't jump to conclusions. Get good sense, the Bible says. Hold on tightly to all the good sense you can get. All right? Let me give you a couple more. When you're going through a tough time, when you feel discouraged, when you feel disappointed, things didn't go the way you wanted them to, look for lessons to learn. Number five, look for lessons to learn. Never, never waste a disappointing situation. When your plan wasn't God's plan, when things didn't go the way you wanted them to go, learn from it. You know, God wants us to learn from everything. God wants us to learn from our fears, our failures, our frustrations. God even wants us to learn from our sins. Stuff not to do anymore. Well, don't do that anymore. Deuteronomy 11:2 says, remember today what you've learned about the Lord through your experiences with Him. You're going through experiences right now. What are you learning about the Lord?
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. Now, if you'd like to connect with Pastor Rick online, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. That's PastorRick.com.
As one of the best-selling nonfiction books in history, with more than 50 million copies sold in all formats and more than 70 translations available, The Purpose-Driven Life by Pastor Rick Warren is far more than just a book. It's the roadmap for your spiritual journey, a journey that will transform your life. In The Purpose-Driven Life, you'll find the answers to three of life's most important questions. The question of existence: why am I alive? The question of significance: does my life matter? The question of purpose: what on earth am I here for? You will also discover the five benefits of knowing your purpose. The Purpose-Driven Life is designed to be read daily in 42 short chapters that will inspire you to stop and realize how God uniquely designed you for a purpose only you can fulfill. It also includes links to 3-minute video instructions to each chapter and a 30 to 40 minute audio Bible study message for each chapter, along with appendixes and questions for further study and additional resources. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Hi, it's Pastor Rick with some big news. My daily devotional is now available in French. If you know somebody who would enjoy reading the devotionals in French, would you please email me and I'll send you a link to sign up. My email is rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
Proverbs 14:15 says this, only fools believe everything they're told. Message says it this way, the gullible will believe anything, but the prudent sift and weigh every word. I think the biggest thing I have discovered during this 2020 year is how gullible some followers of Christ are. It's amazing. I was listening to a guy the other day, a Christian talk show on the radio, here in Southern California, and he was saying, I guarantee you this, that the day after the election, the COVID virus will disappear because it's all a political, ruse. Well, say that to the 250,000 people who lost a loved one, a 250,000 people who died, the loved ones of those people. The Bible says in Proverbs 23:23, get the facts at any price. Proverbs 23:23. So just don't accept what you hear. Fact-checking is dead in today's society. Don't just be gullible. Don't jump to conclusions. Get good sense, the Bible says. Hold on tightly to all the good sense you can get. All right? Let me give you a couple more. When you're going through a tough time, when you feel discouraged, when you feel disappointed, things didn't go the way you wanted them to, look for lessons to learn. Number five, look for lessons to learn. Never, never waste a disappointing situation. When your plan wasn't God's plan, when things didn't go the way you want them to go, learn from it. You know, God wants us to learn from everything. God wants us to learn from our fears, our failures, our frustrations. God even wants us to learn from our sins. Stuff not to do anymore. Well, don't do that anymore. Deuteronomy 11:2 says, remember today what you've learned about the Lord through your experiences with him. You're going through experiences right now. What are you learning about the Lord? Let me read you a verse that I think is so appropriate to what's going on in America right now. Isaiah 42, verses 24 and 25. The world for Isaiah at that time was falling apart. The nation of Israel was, it was being looted and robbed and wars and terrorism and famine and all kinds of an economic problem after another. And in Isaiah 42, 24 and 25, Isaiah says this, who gave up our nation to the looters? Good question. Who gave up our nation to the looters? Those people out there in the street breaking windows. He said, it was the Lord himself. Whoa. It was the Lord himself against whom we sinned. We would not live as he wanted us to live. And we would not obey his teachings as he gave us. So he made us feel the force of his anger and suffer the violence. And his anger burned throughout Israel. But we never knew what was happening and we learned nothing from it at all. I don't want that to be true of our nation or any other nation today. We learn nothing from it all. So try to extract the lessons of this year, the pandemic, the political incivility, and all the racial inequality and all the other issues, economic insecurity. You know, I sat down and just made a list on the election lessons we learned. We learned that polls are pointless. Okay. Every one of them was wrong. They're all wrong. People lie in polls. We learned that the nation is deeply divided, that there's no mandate in this election. Doesn't matter who gets elected president. Neither one of them can say, I have a mandate from America. No, you have a mandate from half of America. There's no mandate in this election. So you're going to have to learn to compromise and how to learn to negotiate. We learned the lesson that if you repeat something enough, people will believe it even if it's not true. We saw that all through this election. We learned that you still can't buy an election. I read about one party of the two parties spent over $200 million trying to defeat two candidates, and they were both reelected. You just can't. If people don't like your dog food, they're not going to eat it, no matter how many millions of dollars you spend on advertising. You know what else we learned is that people like checks and balances of the American system. They don't like to give all three bodies, the Congress, the Senate, and the White House, to the same party. People, you know what happened this year? People voted for gridlock. They said, well, we might give the presidency this, and we might give the Congress to that, and might give the Senate to that. They actually like the check and balance that one person, one party doesn't control at all. All right, let's get practical about your life. Number six, when you're going through a disappointing time, and when you have people going through a chaos around you, be empathetic with everybody. That's the sixth step. When you're going through a tough time, that you're disappointed, you're discouraged, you're defeated, you're depressed, be empathetic with everybody because everybody's having a tough time. You know what empathy means? Empathy means you use your ears more than your mouth. You just listen to people. You don't offer a defense. You don't minimize their hurt. You don't say yes, but. You just listen to their pain. That's empathy. And by the way, in the days after this election, don't assume you know why people voted the way they did, because you don't. There's many reasons for voting for a candidate as there are voters. One person will say, it's a matter of priorities. One person will say, saving lives and preventing abortions is the most important issue for me. Somebody else will say, no, opposing racism and promoting equality, that's the most important issue for me. And somebody else will say, all I want to do is just keep more of my money, lower taxes. And somebody else will say, I don't care if the guy's a jerk, I just need a job. Don't assume you know why people vote the way they do. There's as many ways as there are voters. And don't assume you know anybody's motivation because you don't even know your own half the time. My deepest desire is that in this election aftermath, when half the country is going to be depressed, regardless of who wins, half the country will be depressed, that you will be a winsome witness of love to the people you disagree with. Romans 15, verse 2 says this, we must bear the burden. Listen to this. We must bear the burden of being considerate of the doubts and fears of others. See, we always think our fears are very realistic and everybody else's irrational. We must bear the burden of being considerate of the doubts and fears of others, of those who feel these things are wrong. So God says, let us please the other fellow, not ourselves, and do what's good for his good, and thus build him up in the Lord. Okay? So be empathetic to people around you. Everybody's having a tough year, having a tough time. Finally, the seventh step, and this one may be the most difficult of all for some of you, but it's what God tells us to do when we're disappointed or discouraged or depressed. Number seven, look for things to be grateful for. Look for things to be grateful for. So what is there to be grateful for in 2020? 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says this. Do you want to know God's will? I want to do God's will. Okay. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 tells us God's will. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That's God's will. You want to know God's will for your life? Give thanks in all circumstances. Now, the key to this verse is understanding the word in. It doesn't say give thanks for all circumstances. That would be dumb. It says give thanks in all circumstances. There's a lot of things you don't have to be thankful for. You don't have to be thankful for COVID-19. You don't have to be thankful for chaos. You don't have to be thankful for bias. You don't have to be thankful that maybe you were abused growing up. You don't have to be thankful for all the bad or sin. No. It doesn't say give thanks for. It says give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You say, Rick, what in the world can I be grateful for at the end of this really kind of bad year? Well, let me just think. How about this? Be grateful for the fact that you live in a country that transfers power through ballots, not bullets. Okay? We're not worried about that. There'll be a peaceful transfer of power. Be grateful that a record number of people chose to vote. That's a good sign. Sign of national health. It says people aren't apathetic. More people voted this election than in the history of the United States. But how about personally? Be grateful for the grace of God in your life, all the grace that God's shown you. Be grateful for the good plan that God has for your life. Be grateful for the changes God is making in your life. Be grateful that Jesus Christ died for you. Be grateful that He is a home for you in heaven. Now, we've been talking about the here and now, but I want to end with this last verse, Philippians 3:20, which says this, remember, our real citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our real citizenship in heaven. You know, I think every Christian should carry a green card, because ultimately your primary loyalty and primary citizenship is not in whatever country you live or you're a citizen, it's in heaven. And he says, we eagerly await a Savior. That's keeping our eyes on the things that are going to last, not the things that aren't going to last. Let me pray for you. Would you bow your heads? Heavenly Father, we know we've been through a tough year, a tough month, and even a very tough week, and it's not even over. But you've told us that you're in charge, that you're in control, and we choose faith over fear. Why don't you pray with me? Just say this in your heart. Say, dear God, today I'm choosing faith over fear. In all the things that I'm facing right now, I'm choosing faith in you over fear. And say, God, I'm choosing to trust that you're in control of the stuff that seems out of control in my life. It looks like chaos to me, but you can see the beginning from the end. Say, dear God, help me to be patient, realizing that this is not the end of the story. It's just a chapter in the book of my life. And that you have a good plan for my life. Thank you for that. Help me to not jump to conclusions. Help me not to cry out, the sky is falling like Chicken Little, when you're in control. Help me to remember that other people around me are hurting. Just say that. Help me to remember that other people around me are hurting. Help me to be empathetic, to use my ears more than I use my mouth, to use my time to be a winsome witness for you. And Lord, help me to always remember that my citizenship is ultimately in heaven, and that can never be taken away from me. If you've never opened your life to Jesus Christ, say, Jesus Christ, make yourself real to me. Come into my life. I want a friendship with you. I want to know you. I want to learn to trust you. And today, I'm opening myself to you, Jesus Christ. And I want you to do whatever you need to do in my life. I want to follow you and trust you. Please save me. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
You've been listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together, but first, as one of the best-selling nonfiction books in history, with more than 50 million copies sold in all formats and more than 70 translations available, The Purpose-Driven Life by Pastor Rick Warren is far more than just a book. It's a roadmap for your spiritual journey, a journey that will transform your life. In The Purpose-Driven Life, you'll find answers to three of life's most important questions. The question of existence. Why am I alive? The question of significance. Does my life matter? The question of purpose. What on earth am I here for? You'll also discover the five benefits of knowing your purpose. The Purpose-Driven Life is designed to be read daily, in 42 short chapters that will inspire you to stop and realize how God uniquely designed you for a purpose that only you can fulfill. It also includes links to 3-minute video introductions to each chapter and a 30 to 40 minute audio Bible study message for each chapter, along with appendixes and questions for further study and additional resources. Call right now, 800-600-5004, or visit PastorRick.com to get your copy. That's 800-600-5004, or PastorRick.com. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, one of the things that really thrills me is when I hear from you and you tell me that you're sharing what I'm sharing with you with other people. In other words, you're passing it on. That makes us partners in ministry. Today, I want to share with you a note from Ty, who listens regularly to Daily Hope, and then he passes it on to others. Here's what he wrote me. Pastor Rick, in today's podcast, you asked for listeners to share with you who we have introduced Daily Hope to. Well, I've done that a lot. I've shared your messages with dozens of men at the recovery ministry of my local church. And after completing the program myself, I'm leading the next group of believers walking through the 12 steps of Celebrate Recovery. And I usually have some wonderful insights to share that come to me from your Daily Hope messages. I'm also recommending your messages to my father, who is now a fervent listener as well. We call and we text each other often to discuss what we're learning. He says, Rick, my father recently gave me a signed copy of The Purpose-Driven Life as a gift to commemorate my 1 year of sobriety. I consider it a prized possession, and I display it proudly in my office. Well, Ty, God bless you, and thank you for your note. I'm just so glad to hear about what God is doing in your life, in your relationship with your dad, in your sobriety, in your steps of recovery, and in your ministry to other people. This is what Daily Hope is all about. We're in this together. I help you through these broadcasts so you can help others. Good work, my friend.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.